Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from theschoolofpodcasting.com. This is where we pick a random podcast. Unless you go out to podcastrodeoshow.com and click on the Fiverr button, then you get to jump in line. But today we're doing a random show, and it's super easy. We see how long we can hang on after we start listening. So, Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 15.
Your random number between 1 and 15 is 5.
Alexa, pick a random number between 1 and 300.
Your random number between 1 and 300 is 125.
And while I go pick out a podcast, why don't you take a quick second and listen to this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
And we said, number 5 was the government and organizations, and number, 125? Yes. That led us to the podcast, which is in government and organizations, nonprofit kind of category. And it's podcast Friends of the Animals Baton Rouge. Here's the description from iTunes. It's the podcast, and that's PAWCAST, the Friends of the Animals Baton Rouge podcast. Meet the dogs, hear the adoption report, learn about opportunities to help FOTA, hosted by Catherine O'Brien. The podcast will help you connect with our organization and support our mission of saving as many dogs and puppies as possible from the East Baton Rouge Municipal Shelter. Happy tales. Their website is podcast.libsyn.com. We're going to listen to an episode called Penny Lane and Red. This is episode number 143, and it goes a little something like this.
What's black and white and red all over? It's the podcast.
Oh. You're listening to the podcast, the Friends of the Animals Baton Rouge podcast.
All right. Good intro.
Hey, everybody. You're in for another treat at the podcast. My name is Catherine O'Brien. I'm here with Executive Director Paula Shane.
It's cold out today.
It is freezing. That's why if you're hearing a little bit of an echo, we're inside the confines of the dog adoption house because it was too cold to go out. You and I didn't want to go out, and we know these dogs don't want to go out.
They're not moving.
No.
So I kind of like the atmosphere.
Awesome dogs of the week, and I'm sure you will forgive me for that terrible pun because one of those dogs is completely black and white, and the other one's name is Red. Get it?
I was looking for a red collar.
Oh, she is wearing a red collar. There you go. That was my terrible pun. We're so glad to have you here with us this week. We can't wait to tell you about these two amazing dogs, but first, let's take a fake commercial break, and when we get back, we're going to tell you about Penny Lane and Red. Stick around.
All right.
Now you can't get up.
Okay.
Come on, girl.
You can do it.
The podcast presents 5 reasons why you should foster a photo dog. 1. It saves a dog's life.
Every dog at Friends of the Animals is in foster care. That means for every foster who volunteers for FOTA, a dog is taken out of the shelter and can find its forever home.
2. It's fun.
It's an adventure with a new dog. Get to know a dog. Be a part of getting it adopted into a new, loving home.
3. FOTA fosters are happier and better looking on average. Wait, is that true?
I'm pretty sure it's true.
4. Your commitment is flexible.
You can foster just for one night, a weekend, or until the dog is adopted. Friends of the Animals has a fostering situation just for you.
5. FOTA makes it easy.
Whatever your needs, supplies, guidance, FOTA is a community of caring people who want to save dogs just like you.
Fostering a Friends of the Animals dog actually sounds pretty great.
It is pretty great. To get started, go to friendsoftheanimalsbr.org/foster. So, are you interested?
Anything for the dogs.
Hey, that's my line.
Hello, gorgeous. That's what I have to say about that. Our first dog of the week, and that's Penny Lane.
I love the name, too.
It's perfect. It totally is perfect. She is a black and white beauty. Paula, please describe this beautiful face.
Well, she has a white streak down the middle of her forehead, and it almost separates the two blacks. Look, I was looking from the top, and she's black on either side, but their face, you're right, is totally down the middle. Yeah. That's hilarious.
It really is like half of her face is white and half of her face is black. It's totally cool.
Yeah, really pretty.
All right, and you. Here's the thing that's interesting about this. Number one, I'm going to reach out to these people and see if their podcast is helping dogs get adopted, because listening to their fake commercial, I was like, that would be kind of cool. In a way, it'd be hard because you'd get to know a dog and then somebody would come and adopt it. But I find that interesting. Their audio quality could use a little help. They need a little pop filter. My guess is they're using a Blue Yeti or something, because it was very stereo. If you're listening in headphones, it was, now that was the cool part. I felt like I was in the room with them because you could kind of feel them, for lack of a better phrase, moving around the microphone as you heard things. The dog and the bark in the background at first was cool because it added ambience. And if that dog didn't shut up soon, that was going to be a problem, but he did. And that was cool. So I like the idea. The audio quality is acceptable. You know, it has room for improvement, but it was acceptable. And I thought the hosts were, to me, this whole thing reeks of passion. These are people that want to save dogs. And so I say, if I lived in, the only thing, if I lived in Baton Rouge, I would end up with like 57 dogs listening to this podcast. So all in all, I love the idea of the show. I thought the intro especially was very well put together. They're using just a simple Libsyn website, which looks good. And I give them a thumbs up. So if you would like to have your show, give me a chance to listen to your show, simply go out to podcastrodeoshow.com, click on the Fiverr button, and it's only $5, by the way. That's not a $5 and then it's really 20, because no, it's $5. And I would love to listen to your show. As you actually listen to this, I'm out in Seattle right now at PodCon. So I'll be talking about that on the next episode of the School of Podcasting. And if you never listened to that show, check it out, schoolofpodcasting.com. And also, as we wrap up the week here, I did go out to the podcastrodeoshow.com. You can click on the subscribe button. And if you go into iTunes, you can see where a couple people, actually one of the first people I ever reviewed, left us some nasty grams in our iTunes review. So here's one thing you could do for Christmas. Go out to the podcastrodeoshow.com and click on the subscribe button. That'll take you right over to where you can click on iTunes and go in and leave us a review. And again, that's podcastrodeoshow.com. That's also, of course, where you can click on the Fiverr button, and we'll be listening to your show on Monday when you cut in line. Thanks so much for tuning in. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you to enjoy your ride.